simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Depends upon how much of the glory can even come to you. Because in our flesh there dwells no good thing. And you know, like I know, there are fleshly Christians, right? I'm not being judgmental. Listen, I want to set the stage here so that somebody that may not know, who just sees the kingdom, can enter the kingdom and inherit the kingdom and be cleansed in the kingdom and then have dominion in the kingdom. That's what God has called us to. Getting saved, all you do is see the kingdom. That's why there's so many people that are saved that are still playing around. Living any kind of way, doing any kind of thing, they just see the kingdom. But see, when you understand kingdom, you got to realize something. There's coming a day of reckoning. Yes, when the glory shows up, God's going to separate wheat from tare. Yes, there are going to be those that say, Lord, did not we do many mighty works? He's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. You saw the kingdom, but you never entered the kingdom. Doesn't matter, we're going to get the church ready. We're going to set that carnal Christian on fire. Don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me the yokes God can't break. Don't tell me the bodies God can't heal. Don't tell me that God can't deliver somebody from drug abuse, fornication, homosexuality. Don't tell me what God can't do. God is a deliverer. If you let him, he'll set you free. He'll destroy every yoke. The anointing on your life will destroy every yoke. It can remove every burden. People making excuses. But see, they see the kingdom. But when the angels come and separate the wheat from the tare, we're going to get into the whole kingdom message. When they separate the wheat from the tare, God said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. I see what's going on in the church world. Let them grow together till harvest. Till harvest comes. When harvest comes, I'm releasing my angels. They're going to separate. They're going to cleanse my kingdom of the tares. Lord, didn't we do many mighty? Out. That's why I tell somebody, that's why we must prepare. We must examine ourselves to know that we are in the faith. So Saul didn't seek to bring God's presence to his proper place. God's presence has a place in your life. Not just for the couple of hours or so that we meet on Sunday morning. Child, I paid my dues. No. He wants your life. And you know what? God's not a hard taskmaster. God's not controlling. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, if you learn to delight in me, I'll give you the desires that are in your heart. He's not insecure with that. He's not insecure with you being on the top of a mountain. As a matter of fact, God's taking back mountains. How many know that? I said, how many know God's taking back some mountains? Taking them all back. Amen. All these major mountains where the world has dominated, God's bringing people that are saved up to the top with a testimony. Amen. So that people aren't just looking at people that are, you know, cussing and you know, all kind of crazy stuff, but they're looking at people with a testimony. I love when people get on after a big win or something and say, you know, I first want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because I'm not ashamed of him. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you, so I ain't ashamed of him.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for his church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
The glory is returning. David got all the men together. So in verse number 5, Verse number 4, it says in 1 Chronicles 13, verse number 4, it says, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. God had prepared the people. So David gathered all Israel together from Shihor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hemath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. And David went up and all Israel to Bala, that is, to Kirjath-Jearim, which belongeth to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God, the Lord, that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab and Uzzah. That's how you pronounce that. I just found it out. Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. Let me give you a little bit more background. Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. They were training as priests, and they were keeping the temple. But see, like we see in the church world today, they were living in sin.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They were fornicating. Read it, it's in the Bible. They were having the women in the temple, and they were taking bribes, they were stealing money, they were doing all kind of things in the temple. This was Eli's two wicked sons. And God suffered it so that when the Philistines attacked, Hophni and Phinehas were killed. And Eli, because he allowed it. Because he turned away from it. Act like he didn't see it. Amen. He's just as guilty as those two. Come on, how many know it's time to sound the trumpet? Whether people like you or not, you got to sound the trumpet. You got to tell the truth. Amen. Nobody has a hell or a heaven to put you in except God. Fear not him that is able to destroy the body, but fear him that is able to destroy the body and the soul. We have an accountability to God. Amen.
Amen.
Time to sound the alarm in Zion.
Yes. Amen.
Because the glory is coming.
Amen.
And what's going to happen, you'll see it. It's going to mess up a lot of stuff. It will. It's going to mess up some things. We already see post-COVID how so many churches have shut down. And I want to say this to some who are still bearing the scars, that there's a healing coming. There's a restoration coming. Amen. God knows your heart. He knows where you're at. He hadn't forgotten about you. There's going to be a restoring of a glory. Amen. A stature that you once had, but COVID put you back years. Whether you had it or not, but one way or another, God's going to restore. We're going to see reformation, restoration, resurrection, revival. We're going to see it all. It's coming. Tell somebody right now, it's coming. Come on, tell them again, it's coming. Get yourself ready, it's coming. It's no time now to sit in church like a bump on the log. Amen. I said, listen, this generation that's following us, if you don't get it right, they're going to overtake you. God's going to take the baton out of your hand and put it in their hand. Amen. That whole generation of Israelites that did not believe, they died in the wilderness. Two went in from that generation, Joshua and Caleb. There's a glory coming. It won't be poured into the old wineskin. God's taking us, the remnant, the church, globally, a way that you've not known before.
Amen.
This is why it's imperative that the just live by faith.
Amen.
I said the just shall live by faith. Stop just living by what you have in your hand and what God did back in the day. That was back then. This is the dawning of a new day. Help me, Holy Ghost. I see some of y'all check it out already, but this is the dawning of a new day. I prophesy to you. There's something coming you've never experienced before. There's a power coming that you've never experienced before, on a level you've never experienced before, a deliverance you've never experienced before. There are going to be people that can't even stand up because the glory of God got them pinned down. God's going to do a great work in the hearts of his people. Saul never wanted to bring it, but David said, we're going to bring it. It had laid waste and barren at a house of Abinadab. For it was not in the proper place for 40 years, a generation. A generation, they didn't care anything about God. That's why it was so messed up in Israel. So divided. So messed up. Doesn't that look like our country right now?
Amen.
I said, let me say it louder. Doesn't that look like our country right now? It does. That's what we are. But I heard God say, if my people, how many of God's people are here? He said, if my people called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn, get into alignment, turn from their wicked ways, I will heal their land. Tell me something. It's already started. The dominoes are starting to fall. One law that has governed this land for years. See, you gotta understand something. If something is in the land, but it's not a law, let me say it this way: if it stays in the closet, then we can handle that. But when it comes out the closet and it becomes legislation, a curse comes on the land. But I'm here to tell you, God is turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children. He's getting families right. He's getting men's minds right again. No more absentee dads. No more renegade dads. That's where it starts in the home. Once that's in order, God says, I'll remove the curse from the land. What he's doing, a domino effect. Roe versus Wade, like it or not. Bing. One down. I'm telling you, it's going to get better and better. The glory is going to come back more and more. This is not man's doing. Thank God for the Supreme Court. It's God's doing. Whether you agree with that or not, I'm not getting political. I'm just telling the truth. If you understand where that came from, if you understand where abortion started, you got to go back to where the roots are, because the purpose of it hasn't changed. They just morphed it into some type of women's rights. That ain't what it's about. It's about the extinction of a race. I ain't going no further. What, you look it up and study it yourself. Where did it start? What was it for? How did it get to where it got? See, the devil is a liar. He's slick. He causes division and strife. Race against race. Nation against nation. Ethnicity against ethnicity. This is how the devil works. But oh, God's got a people that don't care what color your skin is.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.